The Spirit of God is upon me, for He has anointed me. It was St. Vincent's favorite scripture from Isaiah. Anointed and blessed, as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Ezekiel 36. I am your God. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, says the Lord, to cleanse you from all your wrongdoings. And from all your corrupt ways, I will cleanse you.
I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies hearts of stone and giving you natural ones.
I will put my spirit within you and ask that you live my word, filling the earth with majesty and hope.
You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There is a particular quote from St. Vincent de Paul that has been copied on various versions of community stationery over the years. I remember receiving a card with this quote when I was discerning my vocation and exploring the Daughters of Charity, and that card is still somewhere in my Bible. St. Vincent tells his confreres, the Vincentian priests, as he tells us today, "If love of God is a fire, zeal is its flame. If love is a sun, zeal is its ray." What do the sun's rays and the fire's flames have in common? They are what you see and what you feel. They are the extension of the source that you actually encounter. I will never make it to the sun, but I can still get sunburned if I forget my sunscreen. Why? The rays. Our words and actions are like those flames or rays. They are a reflection of the love and mercy of God, a real tangible expression of God's presence living and acting in the world. Zeal revealed. So why do I have this saying alongside today's scripture passage? As cliche as it might sound, I'm reminded of that classic Christian anthem, "And they'll know we are Christians by our love." You know the rest. They, whoever they is, will know God's presence and encounter His love and mercy through us, by how we treat one another, by how zealously we live out our vocation of Christian discipleship, for how we unapologetically proclaim the gospel within our lives. Yes. That line from today's reading, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel," that is where I'm going with all this. When we're not ashamed of the gospel and spread that good news in our lives by words, example, presence, how deeply we love, how openly we welcome, We are participating in the divine plan for humanity, in communion with all creation. We are zealously fanning into flame the fire of God's love incarnated in the world. So let's go back to Vincent's poetic imagery. Imagine a fire. What do you see? The glowing embers and burning flames, orange, yellow, red. What do you feel? Warmth? Perhaps too much heat? Something burning? Now imagine a fire with no flame. Is that even possible? Can you see anything? Can you feel anything? Probably not, right? Just so, the love of God relies on zeal to reveal it into the world. That passion and purposeful living so intensely demonstrated by the first disciples who witnessed the resurrection and were forever changed by that encounter with Jesus. So too are we witnesses of that Easter miracle incarnated into our world thousands of years later. And we are called to be messengers full of zeal for the gospel mission, the gospel of love. Fire and flame are indistinguishable, and sun and ray are inseparable. So too is our zeal and the love of God. So, as we continue our prayer this day, I invite you to call to mind someone in your life whom you feel lives out the virtue of zeal, who reveals God's love. And maybe reach out to that person today with a text, phone call, email, whatever. Because chances are, just like the flame isn't trying to be fire, or the rays are not trying to be the sun, this person isn't trying to be zealous. They just love God with all their heart, mind, and soul. And zeal is what you see. Zeal is what you feel. Zeal is what's revealed.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the blessing of our God-minute family, of being one body and the joy of unity. Please be with us all as we go out from this space. Root the clarity of the words in today's reflection and the beauty of your message deep within our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you for your support and your love. See you tomorrow. And stay blessed.